This night, this blessed night of Dhul Hajj, these are such precious moments where Allah Ta'ala casts His blessings and mercies onto people and forgives people and listens to their requests and listens to their crying out and pleads. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful to us that He has allowed us to come to His home, to sit here, to remember Him. Let's do dua and pray that these moments become opportunities for us to gain forgiveness and for Allah Ta'ala to forgive us and for our relatives and colleagues, that this becomes an opportunity for their forgiveness. And Allah Ta'ala, through the tawfail and the blessings of this dhikr tonight, that today and tomorrow, the day of Arafat, that the people of Arafat have got, whichever du'as we ask for, whatever Ta'ala has given to them, Allah Ta'ala also includes us in those du'as and those blessings and mercies. Today is the night of Arafat. This is the night before the day of Arafat. In other words, the day, the first day of Hajj, of the 8th of Dhul Hajj, where people, the Hajjis, went to Mina from Mecca. And tonight they are present in Mina. And tonight is the night of Arafat before they go to Arafat tomorrow morning. And this night meets with the day of Arafat tomorrow. And the night of Arafat is a very great day. The night of Arafat and the day of Arafat are very great indeed. Because the Hajjis tomorrow, when they will go to Arafat, and they will stay there, they will gather there and assemble there, that is when the Hajj is completed. Hajj is not the name of Tawaf or Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Hajj is not the name of anything else. That's it. Hajj is the name of that action when you physically go to that plain called Arafat and you go there for a while and do waquf and you're present there for even a few seconds and you complete the Hajj. What is the miracle of that land that Allah Ta'ala has instilled some quality into that land that it accepts the Hajj? That when you stay there for a while, it's called Arafat. And Arafat, this is the Arabic word which is recognize. And the ulema karam have written some words that why is it called Arafat? Why is it the day of Arafat? What happens during that time? And some scholars have stated that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he was present in the area around Hindustan, India, so-called Indian subcontinent today. And when Hazrat Hawa was sent to Jeddah, then both of them were looking for each other. While they were looking and seeking, and it wasn't a dunya like it is today, where there was an aeroplane, or there were boats, or flights and tickets and airports. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared that He gave them the power and capacity in their legs, in their feet, that when they used to tread across the earth, it was like it was an aeroplane flight, the amount of distance they covered. Subhanallah. So it doesn't mean that today the planes are present in the world and we can reach somewhere quickly, and in the olden days people couldn't travel. Allah gave power to horses and camels in the olden days, so much barakah and blessings, that they used to reach somewhere very quickly. And Allah Ta'ala said sometimes the winds would take them there within moments. Within moments, with Allah Ta'ala's blessings and permission. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was in Hindustan, India, so-called India of today. And Hazrat Hawa was in Jeddah, and they're both looking for each other, reached to Arafat, and they recognized each other, and they met each other. And this recognition has led it to be called Arafat, because they recognized each other in Arafat. And in some narrations it's stated that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and Hazrat Hajira, when she was looking, and while they were looking for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, then they reached. And their maqam, where did they reach? Where did they point to? It came to Arafat. And where did they meet each other? And they recognized each other. And that's why it's called Arafat. So this is the meaning and the background to Arafat. Recognition, to recognize, to come back together. So in my heart, a thought has come regarding the recognition and Arafat. And this is a statement of the Sufi Hazrat. Allah Ta'ala mentions that the person who has recognized his nafs, he has attained success. So this thought has come to my mind, that in reality, that individual who reaches to Arafat and recognizes himself, then Allah Ta'ala calls out, announces that I have also recognized you, my servant. I have also recognized you. And maybe this is the statement. And maybe this is what Allah Ta'ala wants us to recognize. And that's what I like in my heart, that person who recognizes himself, who understands who he really is and what he is about, then he has succeeded. In a reality, we have forgotten ourselves. We have forgotten who we are in the color of the world, in the problems of the world, in the business of the world, in our business and transactions. We have forgotten who we are. Today you pick up the phone and you speak to a haji, then he will sound different to you. His words and discussion will be different to you. Tomorrow if you speak to him in Arafat on the phone, then very big difference. There will be that same person who is living here amongst you. And today you will hear his discussion is very unique. Or tomorrow if you phone him, you'll see the discussion is very unique. And this is the maqam that a person goes to Hajj. And he becomes the true haji. Man arafa nafsahu. The person who recognizes his nafs. I'm not that person who lived in Bolton, who lied, who did bad actions, who did wicked actions, who used to reject Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, who used to leave salah. May Allah Ta'ala used to call me towards salah, and I used to run other ways. I used to deceive people. I used to consider myself to be very big and great. I was in pride and money and world and dunya and greed. What was this? This is not us in reality. This is not our character in reality. This is artificial. An artificial life. You know, for example, if you color somebody or something artificially, and when the rain comes onto that paint and the paint comes off. For example, if you put me into the dye color in a tub and you take me out, it'll be yellow or green or red or blue. And after that, when you wash me down with water, then what will happen? Then the color will come off and my original color will be there in front of you. And in Arafat, this is what happens. That when the person reaches to Arafat, and he tries to recognize himself. And there's no other worship there. This is no, Allah Ta'ala has said, they do any ibadah. Just sit there, do maraqabah, meditate and think that what did you do in the world before you came here on Hajj? What were you doing in the world? You were wasting time. And Allah puts the power in the land of Arafat that automatically it transforms that person. He starts to think and his heart opens up and he realizes, oh my gosh, this is what I am. This is what I should be. And noor and personality and reality comes to that person. When people go to Hajj and their lives change. Their lives change. There are many people like this, alhamdulillah. And after coming to Hajj or going to Hajj, they leave haram. They would leave their in unlawful transactions. Sometimes they used to leave the fard compulsory actions. But when they go back after Hajj, they've changed themselves. You'll never see them leave a salah. They will start following the sunnah. Because man arafa, they have recognized their nafs and they know that what they are on the earth. Not like us Hajjis, we go on holiday. I've got a few thousand, let's go on Hajj. Okay, let's book the flights and the tickets and go in comfort and luxury. No, life, if you get one Hajj, may Allah Ta'ala give you more than that. Time and time again you go on Hajj and time and time again you get the opportunity to recognize yourself. But if you get one Hajj and once you recognize yourself in reality what you are, that is enough. Look, there are many places you can recognize yourself. The masjid is the house of Allah. You can go to the mosque, it's the house of Allah, you can recognize yourself. You can go to the Kaaba, recognize yourself. And the Rawda Mubarak, you can recognize yourself. But the land Allah Ta'ala selected with that special power and characteristics and qualities and attributes, Allah says in Arafat, how you can recognize yourself and see yourself in reality. No other earth can make you understand that. And once a year, that land has and shows those qualities to mankind. And on the day of Hajj, you have to be there to understand this and feel this reality. And there are great moments that we should attain on Arafat, which Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and that's tomorrow. So Allah Ta'ala says, so much mercies and blessings of mine will descend on there. As a Jabir radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with this hadith that he has narrated. And this is not a small statement, brothers. It's not a minor statement. This is a great day that's coming tomorrow. And we have to understand why it is great. Why is the day of Arafat great? And this piece of land in Arafat, what is the effect that will take place upon those people who are there and others that join and connect with those? The people who are sinners, who have forgotten Allah, who are drowned in sins, who are mushriks, who are doing riya, who have taqabbur and pride. Today, tomorrow they will sit in Arafat and say, Allah, you are my Rabb. Allah, you are my Rabb. I've recognized you are the one who gives. You are the data. You are the giver. You are the one who saves. You are the one who forgives. You are the one who can take us out of hellfire. All year we wasted our time. Allah, you have everything in your control. You are kullun qadir. You have the total power. You have the total strength. And this is coming out of the mouths of the Hajjis. And great, great action to recognize their Lord. And those people who never looked towards their Lord before that, they'll say, Allah, this is such a great day. And Allah says himself, this is a great day. A person, a servant of mine who was deviated has come back to me and recognized me. And in the kitab is called Tawbah. The person who is repenting. So brothers, this regarding this action, the day of tomorrow, what is this day called? Afdal, the greatest day. All of the days in the year, the greatest day closest to Allah is this day tomorrow, the day of Arafat, the 9th of Dhul Hajj. In the hadith it is mentioned. And in the greatest day there are two things a person should do. He recognizes his Lord and Allah Ta'ala forgives his servant. In parallel, two things. And how much does Allah Ta'ala forgive? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that the amount of sins a person has on this day and the amount of sins that Allah Ta'ala forgives and frees people from Jahannam, you cannot compare to the other days of the year. Many other days come, many other nights come, many other moments come, occasions come. Allah Ta'ala extracts so many people out of the hellfire tomorrow. So many people that you will lose count. That more than any other day or night in the year. Rather, in one hadith it is stated that Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. That which hadith is this? Who is the narrator? I've forgotten, it's not coming to my mind. In this hadith it is stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many people, so many human beings, His servants on this day, tomorrow, 9th of Dhul Hajj, that if on that person you put sand, so much sand, and mounds of sand and earth, so many sins of mounds of sins on top of him, or the amount of drops of rain in the universe, or the amount of leaves in the world, if you put that many sins on top of him, even then Allah would remove that many sins. How much more do we need? Tell me, do you understand this concept I said? If you put on top of him the dust and the grains of sand in the world, or the drops of rain from the clouds, or the leaves on the trees in the world, and that amount of sins on top of him, Allah Ta'ala will remove them, forgive him. Look how much Allah Ta'ala has given us opportunity tomorrow. In another hadith it is stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this night there's so much rahmah, so much mercy, so many mercies, that the angels, they gather that, the mercy. And Allah Ta'ala says, so many angels gather, get together, collect together, assemble, they climb upon each other up to the heavens. An example is given that if you throw a needle, it won't drop on the earth, it will drop on the angels' bodies. How thin is a pin? A needle. But there's not even a gap of a needle in the universe today that many angels have come together and climbed upon each other to reach to the heavens to Allah, and they have not even left the gap of a needle, that if you threw it from the heavens it would not drop to the earth. Allah says, this is my mercy, my blessings on this night, on this day. Allah's blessings. Allah says that take heed, take encouragement, take proper encouragement. We're not sitting in, brothers. Allah Ta'ala has made us come here. Allah Ta'ala has selected and invited us to sit and listen because He wants to give us today. Give to us. Allah wanted to give us. Allah Ta'ala has selected. Allahu Akbar, my friends, can I dare that I can come and sit? Can I even dare to stand in the line of a king of the world? And Allah, so powerful, glorious, the king of the universe, He has allowed me to sit here today. As Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, I remember this hadith, that the mercies of Allah in Arafat that are taking place and will take place tomorrow. A beautiful question that was asked to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is this just for the people of Arafat tomorrow, these blessings and mercies? Allahu Akbar. And His blessed tongue spoke, from which the mercies and drops of pearls came. And Rasulullah said, no, not just for the people who will be in Arafat tomorrow, for all of the Muslimin around the world, the believers. Brothers, tonight is the night of forgiveness, but you can only get forgiveness when you ask for it. Do true tawbah, true repentance. The women, the females, the brothers, sisters, we are all sinners. We make mistakes, we commit big sins, small sins, we get distracted. But look at the opportunities Allah has given to us. Time and time again we get opportunities. Allah gives so many opportunities. If we sin, then look at the great opportunities through which Allah gives us forgiveness. And even in these opportunities we are sinning. Even during these great moments we are sinning, we are wasting them. How long does it take to sit in dhikr? Tell me. Allah Ta'ala invited us, called us, dragged us here. Great night He's given to us, great day to come tomorrow. And such a great action that Allah Ta'ala has assembled us together to implement. And not just us, in places around the world, in today's night, tomorrow in the day of Arafat, and tomorrow the night of Muzdalifah. Allah Ta'ala announces, dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. Do my dhikr in abundance. So much dhikr you should do that, for example, you know, like your parents in Jahiliyat, in the days of ignorance, this is my father, this is my mother, this was the culture of the Arabs. All night long they used to praise their ancestors and their grandfathers. Allah says, remember your Lord more than that. More than that. So where are we? Look at these times, the moments, the night of Arafat, Mina, the moments of Hajj, and sinners like us, where we are at this moment, we're sitting in the masjid. Which masjid is this? Makki masjid. We're sitting and Allah Ta'ala has invited us and we're rooming. Allah, say loudly, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam and mercy. We're not worthy. We're not capable. We are drowned in the sins. It's Allah's mercy that when we leave this masjid today, we will leave with the forgiveness and salvation, inshallah. Arafat is tomorrow. Arafat is tomorrow, but this is the night before. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to be grateful and allow us and give us the tawfiq to keep the fast tomorrow so that we're grateful for this day of Arafat. May Allah give us health and permission to fast. We should do shukr to Allah, be grateful to Allah, pay gratitude to Allah. And a person, if he fasts, Allah Ta'ala, for example, if you get to do a good deed for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala immediately says that you have kept the fast tomorrow for the sake of gratefulness, then the sins of the previous year and the next year to come will all be forgiven. Look how great Allah is. Look at the court of Allah. The court of Allah is full of karam and mercy. But if only we make a connection with Allah. But when we were far from Allah, we didn't know who Allah is, what dhikr is, what is deen, and nothing would come to us good. And then when we joined with Allah, all of the doors of mercy start to open for us. So when you connect with Allah, the mercy is there. When you're far from Allah, the darkness is there. When you join with Allah, you grab the tasbih, you do tasbih of dhikr of Allah, Allah will give you so much wealth, your heart will be full to the brim. It will overflow. This is how much Allah Ta'ala gives. That this my servant, all my year long he remembers me. Allah says, will I forget him on the night of Arafat? Ah, no, they will come first, then the others will come after. This servant of mine remembers me all day long, all year long, morning, evening, kasrat, in abundance. May Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gives to the people who do dhikr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Now, let's not waste time. According to our capacity, capability and energy, we'll remember Allah. And with love, we'll do the dhikr of Allah. Recite Durood Sharif.